大知音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年1月31日，星期五。我们非常荣幸的又邀请到深爱主，深爱着我们的他的 Chandra Mara 去为我们讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna Mara。
All right. Punjabi ha.Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabiha Gopi Dhanabhava Giribharada Gopi Dhanabhava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Bhadacha Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabiha.Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Gopi Jana Balava Giribharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Okay.Chapter 10, verse number 14. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, Opulence of the Absolute.
我们今天讲的是《国家梵歌》第十章《至尊的富裕》第十四十节。
Sarva metad vitamanya yanmam vadasikeshava.Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidurdevana Dhanava Sarvametad Vitamranye Yamam Vadasi Keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidurdevana Dhanava Sarvam Etad Vitamranye Yamam Vadasi Keshava Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidurdevana Dhanava
Sarvam metetabhridhamane yamam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidurdevana dhanava
Okay, the words for words. Sarvam.All. Etat.
Etat.
This.
Sure.
Ritam.
Ritam.
Truth.
真理
Manye, I accept.
Manye, 我接受
Yet.
Yet.
Which?
什么的?
Mom, unto me.
Mom, 像我。
What is he? You tell.
What is he? 您告诉。
Keshava.
Keshava.
Oh, Krishna.
Krishna, yeah.
Nah, never.
Nah, 永不。
He certainly.
He 肯定的。
Te, your.
Te, 您的。
Bhagavan, oh, personality of Godhead.
Bhagavan, 人格守神啊。
Vaktim.
Vaktim.
Revelation.
启示。
Vidu.
Vidu.
Can know.
能知道。
Devaha.
Devaha,
the demigods,
半神人
Na, nor,
也不
Danavaha, the demons,
恶魔
Okay, translation. Oh Krishna, I totally accept this truth, all you've told me.Neither the demigods nor the demons can understand your personality.
译文 Krishna 呀，我完全接受您告诉我的一切是真理。主啊，无论是半神人还是恶魔，都不能够理解你的人格性。
Yautsu, purport. Arjuna confirms that persons of faithless and demoniac nature cannot understand Krishna.He is not known even by the demigods. So what to speak of the so-called scholars of this modern world? By the grace of the Supreme Lord, Arjuna has understood that the supreme truth is Krishna, and that he is the perfect one. One should therefore follow the path of Arjuna. He received the authority of Bhagavad Gita as described in the fourth chapter, Parampara system of precipitate succession.For understanding Bhagavad Gita was lost. Therefore, Krishna re-established that disciplic succession with Arjuna because he considered Arjuna his intimate friend and great devotee. Therefore, as stated in the introduction, our introduction to Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the Parampara system. When the Parampara system was lost, Arjuna was selected to rejuvenate The acceptance by Arjuna of all that Krishna says should be emulated. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita. And then only can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
要知 Arjuna 在这里证实了没有信仰的人和品性邪恶的人都不能够理解 Krishna, 即使是半神人也不能理解他。更何况当今世界的所谓学者呢？由于至尊主的恩典，而朱呢明白了至尊真理就是 Krishna, 而他是完美的，应该跟随而朱呢所走的道路。他接受佛家梵歌的权威性，例如第四章所述，由于理解了佛家梵歌的使徒传系沦于淹没，因此 Krishna 与而朱呢重建了使徒传系，因为。他认为尔朱呢是他的亲密的朋友和最大的奉献者，所以正如我们在梵歌《乌帕尼沙》这个引言中所述，佛家梵歌应该在使徒传系内去理解。在使徒传系沦于淹没时，尔朱呢被挑选出来恢复传系。我们应该仿尔朱呢接受 Krishna 所说的一切，这样我们就能够理解佛家梵歌的实质。唯有这样，我们才能够明白 Krishna 就是这尊人格守神。
Finish.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Om Agana Timirandasya Ganandana Silakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Stapi tamyena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadamsukam. Vandeham shigurushyut parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahaganaragana Tandritam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Budle, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini, Namaste Sarasvati Devi, Gauravani Prachanane Nirvisesha Sunyavari, Paschacha De Satanane, Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanevi Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namo. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Tveshe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jadapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishadi Vishabhanu Shute Devi Panamani Hare Priya. All right. Thank you for coming. I hope everything is settling down in China about this virus. Nobody knows what's going on,
actually. 来听这节课，而且呢，特别是在现在中国的特别的时期，在这个病毒在传播的这个时候，因为我们现在谁也不知道会发展成什么样子。One
thing is people are becoming more conscious that disease and old age are, and disease and death are always present.
There's
always
danger. 但是现在人们越来越这个有意识的，就是疾病和年迈实际上始终是陪伴着人的，而且每一个人都躲不过。Because
Krishna explains that one of the qualities of knowledge is to constantly be aware of the problems of birth, death, disease, and old age.
因为 Krishna 他也向我们明确指出了其中的知识的一点，就意味着一个人他时刻都能够意识到生老病死。So
with these kind of diseases, it's mostly old people that get the biggest problem from it.
而且呢，就这回的这个疾病呢，是说是老年人会很容易被感染上。
But disease and death does not discriminate between young and old, so intelligent people take to spiritual life as soon as they find out about it.
但事实上呢，这个疾病和年迈，它其实是不会去区分年轻的人和年老的人的。所以一个有智慧的人呢，他就会因为见到了这些，而让自己走在灵性之途上。
Anyway, so for this particular verse, Bhurijan Prabhu makes some comments in his book, surrendered to me.
无论如何呢，今天我们看的这个十节就是第十章的第十四十节呢，Bhurijan Prabhu 他在向我臣服这本书里面对其进行了一些注释。He
says that Arjuna is teaching us the mood that we should accept Krishna's words, how to accept Krishna's teaching.
他说呢 ，Krishna， 他这个Arjuna呢，为我们展现了一种心绪，就是如何去接受 Krishna 所说的一切都是真理的这样一种心绪。Srila
Baladev Vijayabhusan comments that Arjuna calls Krishna Keshava.
Srila Baladev Vijayabhusan 在这里面注释的就是Arjuna 称 Krishna 为 Keshava.
This is very interesting, you know. These Sanskrit words that the scholars can describe them in so many different ways.
这是非常有意思的，这些梵文的词汇呢，可以被梵文专家们用各种各样的方式去描述。So
here it says that K refers to Lord Brahma and Sha refers to Lord Shiva.
这里面讲述的 K 它所指的是主婆罗门，而Sha 指的是主希瓦。
And Va indicates that Krishna binds Brahma and Shiva with knowledge of himself, therefore he makes them into his devotees.
那么 Va 呢是主 Krishna 用他的知识把主Brahma 和主 Shiva 给捆绑在一起，然后呢使他们成为了他的奉献者。
How can they independently understand Krishna? What to speak of him being known by less powerful demigods than the demons? Only Krishna can know himself.
那么就连他们都没有办法凭借自己的力量理解 Krishna， 那就更不用说比他们力量要更低的那些半神人以及那些恶魔们了。只有 Krishna 才能够完全的了解他自己的知识。
So Krishna says that earlier also that even the demigods and the great sages can't understand him because he is the source as he created.
那么 Krishna 在之前也提到了，由于他是一切的源泉，他创造了一切，所以说呢，半神人以及伟大的圣人们都是没有办法理解到他的。
So they can't, you know, understand him by their own tiny intelligence.
所以他们如果是只是依靠自己小小的智慧的话，是没有办法理解 Krishna 的。
But Arjuna, here he's, you know, in the beginning he said he had doubts, and they tell Krishna, please dispel these doubts. So Krishna has spoken so much, and then after here, he's starting to say, I totally accept everything you've told me.
那Arjuna 在最开始的时候呢，他是满怀困惑的，他请求 Krishna 能够驱散他所有这些困惑。那么 Krishna 呢，就对 Arjuna 说了好多好多。直到现在这个时间呢， Arjuna 他就说，我已经完全的接受您所跟我说的一切了。
So if we go back over the first 9 chapters and you know all the things that parts Krishna has told Arjuna.
如果我们要是翻过头来看《波迦梵歌》的前九章的话，我们就可以阅读到 Arjuna， 就是 Krishna 对 Arjuna 所说的这一切。
But it's described all the different kinds of yoga and all the different kinds of ways people do sacrifice and all the different kinds of ways people worship him.
那他也呢也描述了各种各样的瑜伽，也描述了。这个人们以各种各样的方式对他举行的祭祀活动，以及各种各样的对他崇拜的方式。
It's described all the eternal qualities of the soul.
他也描述了关于灵魂的永恒的品质。
And then, you know, all about himself, especially in chapter 9, you know, how he pervades everything, how he's inside of everything, he's outside of everything.He's not affected by anything. So many things.
而且呢，他也描述了关于他自己所具备的各种各样的特征，特别是在第九章里面描述了他如何的在一切的内部，也在一切的外部，他如何的不被所有的一切所影响等等，他说了好多。
And how, you know, nobody can know him. He knows everything, but nobody can really know him.
以及呢，他如何知晓一切，而且呢，没有任何一个人能够了解他。
Vedaham Samatitani Vartamani Charjuna Bhavishani Chabutani Mam Tu Vedana Kashina. Krishna says, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything.
Krishna 他说呢，我是至尊人格守神，我通晓一切。
Bhavishyani Chabutani, everything past, present, and future, in all living entities.
他说呢，我也了解所有的过去以及现在以及将来以及所有的生物体。
But Mam Tu Vedana Kashina, nobody really knows me before.
但是呢，没有谁真正的了解我。
But we can hopefully understand that Krishna knows us.
但是我们希望我们能够理解 Krishna 是知道我们的。
Then we can even look in the material world, you know, everybody is different.
而且呢，我们也可以看到，所有的人都是不一样的，在这个物质世界。
And they all have, you know, even the material things, they're all different.
那么，即便是有各种各样的物质的事物，但是都是各有不同的。
Like my buddies try to say it's all one, everything is the same.
那么，比如说像假象宗 Mayavadi 们，他们就觉得一切都是一样的，一切都是一。
So Madhvacharya was a leading person that was smashing the Mayavadi philosophy.
那么 Madhvacharya 呢，他是击碎 Mayavadi 的哲学的领袖人物。
And he taught philosophy of difference. And there's a difference between the supreme soul and the individual soul. That's the main thing.
那么他呢，他就讲述了之间的区别。他说，在至尊的灵魂与个体灵魂之间是有区别的。
But then he demonstrated, you know, there's many different species of life. They're all different.
而且呢，他也展示了有各种各样不同的生物形式，而且他们都是不一样的。
So many different material things. They're different. Different elements are different. Can't say they're all the same.
而且有各种各样的物质的事物，有各种各样的物质的元素，它们都是不一样的，所以你没办法说它们都是相同的。
There's a difference between, even within one species, there's a difference between all the different individuals.
而且呢，就即便是在一种生物形式下的不同的个体，也都是不一样的。
Like a foolish person might say, all Chinese people are the same. But we know that if we know people.
一个蠢人他可能会说啊，所有的中国人都长得一样，但其实我们知道他们是不一样的。
All Americans are the same. All Indians are the same.
他们会说所有的美国人都一样，所有的印度人都一样。
Not even all dogs are the same. Some dogs are really nice, some are angry.
即便是所有的狗，它们都是各有不一样的。有些狗非常的温顺，可有些狗呢又特别的愤怒。
So someone gave example like a razor blade and an axe. They're both very sharp.
The razor blade and what?
The axe, you know, it used to cut down a tree.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. 但那有些人就说呢，就是这个。刮胡刀的这个刀片和砍大树的这个斧子，它们是一样的，它们都挺尖利。
Razor blade is more sharp, but you can't cut down a tree with a razor blade.
但是呢，这个刮胡刀其实要更加的尖利，可是你没有办法用一个刮胡刀去砍大树。
And you can't shave with an axe.
但是呢，你也不可能用斧子去刮胡子。
People are also, everyone's different, everyone has their unique abilities.
而且呢，每一个人也都是不一样的，每一个人都有各自不同的独特的能力。
And then Krishna has, of course, unlimited aspects, unlimited personality.
那么当然 Krishna 他是一个无限的人，他有各种各样无限的方面。
So just like we have different relationships with different people.
那么就好像我们和不同的人有各种各样不同的关系。
Krishna has a unique special relationship with every living entity.
那么 Krishna 呢，他和每一个生物体都有非常独特的关系。
So, you know, this is inconceivable, but at least we can think about it. Just try to understand how great Krishna is.
所以呢，这是不可思议的。可是至少呢，我们应该试着去理解 Krishna 是多么的伟大。我们应该去思考。
So there are foolish people that claim we know about Krishna. You know, they are scholars that know the Bhagavad Gita. They've studied the Vedas. Oh yeah, we know Krishna. He's this, that, blah, blah, blah. You know.
那么所以说，有一些确实有一些愚蠢的人呢，他就会自己宣称自己是非常了解 Krishna 的。那特别是有一些学者，他们会说，我们学习了伟大经，那我了解了 Krishna 所有的这些活动，我对 Krishna 是这个了解的非常清楚的等等。
They may know something about Krishna, but they don't know Krishna person.
他们也许可能了解 Krishna 的某些方面，但是他并不知道 Krishna 他就是一个人。
Krishna says it, he doesn't reveal himself to the demons.
Krishna 说了，他不会向恶魔去展现他自己。
Yoga Maya Samavrita, he remains covered by his Yoga Maya.
然后Krishna 说呢，他们会被 Yoga Maya 始终覆盖着。
He doesn't, you know, reveal himself. He doesn't make a friendly, personal, loving relationship with It's like here in this world, we have so much variety of different relationships with different people. We have people we love, we like to be with them, we have people that we have to work with, we have people we don't like, you know.
那比如说在这个物质世界里面，其实我们也有各种各样的关系。比如说呢，我们有自己的好朋友，然后我们有自己所爱的人，那么这种爱的关系。但是我们还有一些人呢，是我们虽然不喜欢他们，可是我们还得和他们一起合作。
We have family members.
我们还有家庭成员，家人。
So like Krishna, in that devotion it describes, you know, he's got so many friends. That's one of the rasas, one of the relationships, friendship.
对呢，在奉爱的甘露里面 ，Krishna 他就描述了他有很多的朋友。那么他和朋友之间呢，是某种特定的 rasa, 某种特定的关系。
But then there's many different kinds of friends. And they all have different names, you know, for different ways that they're relating to Krishna.
但是呢，还有各种各样其他的东西，比如说各种各样的名字呀，都是和 Krishna 相关联在一起的。
There's also so many different kinds of gopis.
还有各种各样不同的 gopi.
But they all have their rasa, their relationship with Krishna, which is their own special relationship.
但是呢，他们都在各自的各自不同的这个关系中和 Krishna 有着各种各样的 rasa.
So we should follow the footsteps of Arjuna and accept, you know, what Krishna's teaching.
对，那我们应该追随 Arjuna 的足印。那我们应该追随 Arjuna 的足迹去接受。Krishna 所教导我们的一切，因为 Krishna 他是一切的源泉。
Was where Arjuna is coming out with all his firm conviction is right after he hears these four slokas that are the original seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
那所以说，当 Arjuna 他聆听了薄伽梵歌的这四个种子世界之后呢，他就非常的确信了，而且他也接受了一切。
Krishna is the source of everything, and everything comes from Krishna. The one who constantly engages in trying to serve Krishna, Krishna reveals himself, removes the ignorance and darkness.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是一切的源泉，一切都源源于他。所以说呢，他就要不断的去为 Krishna 做奉献服务。那这样的话，就会让一切都更多的向他展示。然后呢，把这个他所身处的这种黑暗也都给驱散了。
So in fourth chapter, Krishna talks about the parampara, evam parampara praptam. This knowledge has come down in disciplic succession, handed down from one teacher to another student and like that.
然后在薄伽梵歌第四章里面呢，Krishna 他也讲述了，给我们有这个使徒传系。那么关于这个绝对真理的这个知识呢，是通过使徒传系。中的这些老师们传递给学生，然后学生又给下一代这个学生，这样一代代这样传下来的。
Sometimes though, Krishna says it appears to be lost, and it's not obvious. It's not being taught everywhere. You know, seems like it's gone.
那么这个 Krishna 也会说，那就这条使徒传系在某一个时刻，它可能看起来好像是遗失了，好像已经不在了。
But always there's somebody that's teaching, you know, and practicing this, but they may be, you know, not publicly, they may be privately, they, you know, for some reason or other, it's not common. So he wanted to revive it. So he spoke to Arjuna and arranged that it was recorded, you know, by Sanjaya and Vasudev.
但事实上呢，在每一个时刻，他都总是有人在学习这道人的知识。只不过呢，可能有的人就是他所学的这种方式呢，并不是这个大张旗鼓的对着公众去宣说的，他只是自己私自的在学习。那么 Krishna 说呢，所以他就要重新来，然后呢，再向Arjuna重新再揭示这门知识。然后呢，又由这个 Srila Vyasadeva 和还有 Sanjaya 就把这门知识给记录了下来。
And Vyasadeva included it in the Mahabharata.
然后 Vyasadeva 呢就把他所记录的这个内容呢就也涵盖在了 Mahabharata 里面，伟大的巴拉达里面。
Then the Acharyas, they took it out from the Mahabharata and taught separately just Bhagavad Gita because according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole purpose of the Mahabharata is that people will read the Bhagavad Gita.
然后呢在这个之所以他在 Mahabharata 里面会这个涵盖是由于其实 Mahabharata 它整个的这部著作的用语都是在于要让人们去阅读国家梵歌的内容。
Because common people, they're not so interested in philosophy and religion, but they like drama, and they like politics and all the different things that are in the Mahabharata.
那么因为这个读 Mahabharata 的人呢都是普通人，他们对于宗教啊对于经典啊是没有任何的兴趣的，但是呢他们却喜欢阅读在 Mahabharata 里面所涵盖的一切的内容。
And history and war and all those things. So they're getting excited reading and then right just before the battle is supposed to start, everybody's all excited, then all of a sudden the Bhagavad Gita is...
那么因为在 Mahabharata 里面呢是记述了历史记述了战争，所以大家呢在读这些内容的时候都非常的兴奋，然后博家梵歌呢是在这场战争打起来之前所宣说的这个内容，所以我们就会在非常兴奋的这种状态下去阅读这部分内容。
So Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya, they all wrote their commentaries on Bhagavad Gita.
Ramanujacharya 还有 Madhvacharya 他们都为博迦梵歌写下了评述。
So we don't see Arjuna when we, you know, sometimes devotees ask, well, you know, in the list of Parampara in the beginning of our Bhagavad Gita, we don't see the name of Arjuna.
但是呢在博迦梵歌之前有一个我们的使徒传系的 Acharya 的这个列表，但是我们并没有看到 Arjuna 的名字在里面。
Because Arjuna was not an Acharya in that sense of, you know, he was still a king. You know, but he lived
in the Bhagavad Gita.
He lived according to Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. 因为 Arjuna 他是一位国王，他并不是Acharya， 所以呢。他是按照这个博迦梵歌的教导来进行生活的这样的一位人。
But he's part of the succession, just like you are part of it, you know. But in the future, your name is not going to be listed, you know, in the list of acharyas. But it's still, we're all part of the parampara. We've all participated in it and had done something to carry it on.
但是 Arjuna 呢他是属于这条使徒传系属于这个 Parampara 的，那么就好像我们因为加入了 Krishna 知觉运动，所以呢我们也是属于这个 Parampara 的，但并不意味着将来以后我们的名字就会被列在整个的这条 Parampara 的名字的列单之中。
So that's knowledge is handed down just like in material science also.
那我们在这个物质的科学领域里面，这个知识它也是这样一点这样传递下来的。
And the thing is, in spiritual knowledge, there's no need to ever change anything. The materialist always want to come up with something new or maybe show that the previous teacher was wrong.
但是区别就在于灵性的知识呢，它就这么原本原样的传递下来，不需要任何的变化。但是物质的知识呢，总是会有一些更新，而且呢还要这个证明前面的这个知识是错的，有些错误需要更正。
So I think many devotees have had the experience that, you know, when we're talking to people, they say, but you're just repeating what you read, you know, from your book, from your teacher. Can't you speculate? Can't you make up something new?
You mean devotees say that actually you are only reading?
Yeah, people ask us, you know, you're just repeating what your teacher says.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
That's actually what's a surrender. That's what's not so easy to do.
Yeah. 那么就是奉献者有时候经常就会被人们问到这样的话，就是你为什么总是在照本宣科呢？你为什么讲的都是前面人讲过的同样的话呢？你就不能够自己讲出点新鲜的事儿吗？但事实上这个才是我们的这个这个精髓所在，就是我们就是要去不断的展现在这个使徒传承中所给我们的这个知识。
Although we may present it in different language, different, you know, type of drama or something, but we don't change the teaching.
也许可能我们会用不同的展示方法，我们会用不同语言或者不同的戏剧的这种方法去展示这门知识，但是呢，这个知识本身我们是不会有任何的变化的。
Purity, of course, that's what makes it worthwhile, is it?
嗯，然后这样的话呢，才会让它变得有价值，才会值得。
As it is, the prophet named the Bhagavad Gita as it is.
就原汁原味，那么释迦牟尼佛把我们的薄伽梵给命名为薄伽梵歌原意。
As at that time, there were many Bhagavad Gitas in English, he says, but he couldn't recommend any of them because they were all full of speculation.
在释迦牟尼佛在世的时候呢，有很多的英文版本薄伽梵歌的这个版本。那么舍尔帕帕说呢，因为所有的这些英文版本它里面全部都是心智推敲，所以说我没有办法给你推荐任何其中一个版本。
So he named it as it is. He didn't change what Krishna says in his commentary. He's just explaining what Krishna says exactly, repeating it.
所以呢，舍尔帕帕就把他的这个版本命名为薄伽梵歌原意。所以呢，他是原本原样的展示 Krishna 所说的话，而只是去解这个 Krishna 所说的话的意思到底是什么。
And so the scriptures, you know, originally for people of great intelligence, you know, and they know things, but without Prabhupada's purport, they wouldn't ever mean very much to us. We wouldn't know what it means and how to practice anything.
对真正有智慧的人呢，他们知道在如果是没有吃了啪啪的故事的薄伽梵歌的话，他们是没有办法真正的理解其中的任何的意思的。
So we're very fortunate to have this Bhaktivedanta purport and give us exactly as it is.
所以我们是非常的幸运的，因为我们有了吃了啪啪的所给予我们的关于 Krishna 的话的原汁原味的版本的薄伽梵歌。
Okay, so we have 2 minutes if anybody has any questions.
Okay, 那我们现在离讲课结束的时间还有一些时间，所以马尔想请问大家有没有任何的问题？Marge, we need to wait for a little bit. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家，那么现在呢 ，Marge 他在线，如果要是大家有任何的问题的话呢，都可以。提出来。Amari, how's your house? You're getting better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So Randall, you're still in China? You're...
No, I left. I'm in Thailand.
Okay, so you have no problem. So you have no problem?
Huh?
You have no problem to go out?
No, it was very easy. Is it nobody at the airport? There were 8 people on the flight, 8 passengers.
Oh.
And it's the first time ever that I went through the security without them looking at my bag and going through it again.
Wow.
You know, always they find something. Oh, what's this? You know, you have something in there. But this time, nothing. Everything was completely smooth.
Mm-hmm.
The airport was completely empty, almost. Even
the
Bangkok airport was very empty.
Yeah. Okay, Marge, here is a question. Here is a question. 这问题是来自于云云的。五千年前二朱呢时期的传系中的灵修师是哪位？ So Hare Krishna Marge, the question is from 云云 Mataji. She asking that, in Arjuna's time, which is 5,000 years ago, at that time, who is the spiritual master in this parampara?
Well, Vyasadeva was present.
当时那会儿呢 Srila Vyasadeva 还在世。
So he's the, you know, Brahma, Narada, Vyas.
所以说呢，所以他是这个Brahma, Narada, Vyas 是咱们这样的一个传习中这样一个顺序。
So Vyasadeva was alive. He was still there.
所以当时呢，是了 Vyasadeva 他还在世，他还在。
And there must have been others also.
那当然，当时还有些其他的老师。
But like Krishna is saying, it appeared to be lost because, you know, the demons were dominating in the government and everything, so it wasn't being taught widely. It was supposed to be handed down by the kings, and that way the whole kingdom would be learning these things, but, you know, with the demons being the kings, it wasn't like that.
但是当时的这个状态呢，就是恶魔当道。所以说呢，这条使徒传系上的这个知识呢，就没有大肆的传扬。那么，因为这个知识呢，它本来是应该由国王这样一代一代这样传下来的。但是由于这个国王当时不对了，所以说呢，导致了这门知识就没有办法再传下来，所以才看起来好像中断了。但是 Srila Vyasadeva 还有很多的门徒。
At that time, Sukadeva was not present, but Vyas was.
但是当时呢 ，Srila Sukadeva Goswami 还没有在世，但是 Srila Vyasadeva 是在世的。
好吗？
好吗？Next question is from Sumu Kirala Mataji. 请问 Sankhya 哲学与我们的哲学的思辨有何不同？My question is that what are the different type of speculation in between of Sankhya philosophy versus over philosophy?
Against what? Sankhya and what?
Sankhya and over and Bhakti philosophy.
Yeah, well, in Bhakti, there shouldn't be any speculation.
那么就是我们说的这个哲学，就是我们的这个奉爱哲学里面是不应该有任何的思辨的。
We just accept Krishna's teaching.
那我们只是接受 Krishna 的教导。
But the Sankhya's, they're trying to find out by research, you know, what is the supreme.
这个桑克哲学呢，他们是试图通过他们的研究来找到谁是至尊的答案。
So if they're fortunate at some point, they'll realize they can't find it out that way, and they'll meet a devotee or they'll somehow come in contact with the knowledge actually coming from Krishna.
但是他们很幸运的一点呢，就是 由于他们在找的这个过程中呢，他是找不到这个答案的，所以呢，他就会遇到一位奉献者。
Really sincerely trying to know what is the supreme truth, then
但这个、
by their, but they might, you know, other different kinds of sankhya. So the atheistic ones will keep saying, well, maybe this, maybe that, maybe Krishna is something, you know, maybe he's this, maybe that, that kind of thing.
但是呢，就这个数论哲学，这个 Samkhya 哲学呢，它有好多这种展现的方式。那么，如果一个人他要是非常的真诚的，就是要通过他的这个研究，要真正的了解 Krishna 其人其事的话，那么他就很幸运的会遇到一位奉献者。
Whereas a bhakti will accept, you know, what Krishna says.
那么。但是这个 Bhakti 的哲学，也就是我们的这个哲学呢，它是原本原样的接受 Krishna 所说的话。
That's what Bhakti means, cooperation with Krishna.
那这也是 Bhakti 的意义所在，也就是和 Krishna 相合作。
Otherwise, these philosophers, they'll read something in Bhagavad Gita and say, well, Krishna says like this, but maybe he means that, maybe he means this, maybe he didn't mean what he said, maybe he meant something else.
那否则的话呢，就这些哲学家们，他们在阅读 Krishna 所说的话的时候呢，他就总是在组播嘛，他总是在想，那也许 Krishna 说的是这意思，也许 Krishna 说的是那个意思，也许 Krishna 他所表达的是这样一种理解，并不是那样一种理解，他就总是在想。
And sometimes they don't even say maybe, they just say Krishna said this, but he means something different.
而且有的时候呢，他们甚至于就把这个也许这个词给去掉了，然后他们就说，那是这么说的，但其实他要表达是另外一个意思。
Bhakti only said, we don't speculate, we just accept what Krishna said.
但是作为 Bhakti 的瑜伽师们，他们就不会做出任何的推敲和思考，他们只是会原汁原味的接受 Krishna 所说的话。
That's what Arjuna says in this verse, right? I totally accept his truth, all that you have told me.
也就是我们今天的这个师节里面Arjuna所说的话，就是我完全的接受您所告诉我的一切都是真理。
No one, even the demigods,or the demon, are all very scholarly, and they can't really know Krishna's personality.
那么这个恶魔以及其他的人，他们是没有办法理解 Krishna 是一个人的。
But the demigods will worship Vishnu. They know that he's supreme. But they don't know so much else. The demons, they're against it. They just say no.
半神人们他们会接受，他们会崇拜 Vishnu， 会接受 Vishnu 是一切的源泉，但是呢这些恶魔们他们是不这么去接受的，而在不断的在推敲。
好吗
One more question from Parvati Madhaji， 请问 Guru， 我们现在还要不要去圣地？如果我们祈祷能够顺利的去圣地，是不是就是 Krishna 允许我们去呢？Well, Maharaj, my question is that right now at this point, do we still need to go to the Holy Dham? And if we pray, then if we can go smoothly to the Holy Dham, means that actually Lord Krishna still allow us to go there?
We don't know. Haridas Thakur never went to Vrindavan.
Okay.Haridas Thakur, 他从来都没有去过文达文。
Of course, he was in Mayapur, which is not different. He was also in Jagannathpuri, those are also.
那么这个去了 Haridas Thakur 呢，他是在 Mayapur， 那么 Mayapur 和文达文和 Puri 都没有任何的区别。
So, anywhere where we really can be absorbed in worshiping Krishna, that's also the Holy Dham.
事实上，我们无论身在何处，只要我们能够去崇拜 Sri Krishna 的话，那其实我们就是在圣地。
So we don't know, we can't say, I know what Krishna wants. But like yesterday was the appearance or disappearance day of Vishnu Priya, the wife of Lord Chaitanya.
那比如说，其实我们并不能说我是知道 Krishna 到底是允许我们做这个还是做那个。我们知道 Krishna 到底想要的是什么。那比如说，昨天是 Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的妻子 Vishnu Priya 的 ，sorry， the disappearance day or appearance day。
So we know he just left her. You know, she was only 16 years old. They were only married for a short time.
Sorry, Marge. Yesterday was the disappearance day or the appearance day? I miss her that.
I can't remember, but one of those days.
Okay.
They're both the same.
Okay. 昨天呢是朱切坦尼马哈帕布的妻子 Vishnu Priya 妈妈的显现日或者是隐迹日，没有说的特别清楚。但是呢，我们大家都知道朱切坦尼马哈帕布在16岁，在 Vishnu Priya 妈妈16岁的时候就离开了他。
So she's the same personality Sita in Ramachandra's time.
但是她呢，在主 Ramachandra 那个时代的时候，就是Sita。
Her appearance day. So people will say, well, that's very cruel. How could he just leave her, you know, all alone, 16-year-old girl? Newly married, no children.
那也许可能人们会这样去评判主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 就说他怎么能够这么残忍，在一个年轻姑娘16岁的时候就孤零零的把她给甩开了，而且呢，他们还没有任何的孩子。
And she was a perfect wife, totally dedicated.
而且呢，她又是这样一位完美的妻子。
And Sita was a perfect wife, and Lord Chaitanya, or Lord Ramachandra, just sent her off to the forest.
而且呢，Mother Sita 也是一位完美的妻子，但是呢，主 Ramachandra 就这样把她送走了。
So that, you know, they think that's cruel. How could he do that? That's terrible.
所以有人可能就会觉得这实在太残忍了，他们怎么能这么做呢？这实在太可怕了。
But the Vaishnav, we have the understanding of the feelings of separation is the highest thing.
但是作为 Vaishnav, 我们能够理解在分离中的情感是最崇高的情感，最高的情感。
So by doing that, he increased the feelings of separation.
所以呢，通过这么做呢，是为了要增加在分离中的情感。
Then the intensity of their love for him increases.
而且呢，这样就会使对他的爱的炽烈的程度更加的加深。
So we could think, well, if for some reason we want to go to the Holy Dham but we can't go, you know, we're feeling more separation. We might think about the Holy Dham more than if we actually were there.
所以说我们可能这么一段时间我们是没有办法去到圣地的，但是呢，我们会对圣地的思念之情变得越来越深厚，越来越炽烈，这样使得我们虽然并没有在圣地，但是可是使我们更加的向往圣地。
You know, we don't know, we want to don't think, well, you know, we're supposed to just pray for Krishna, please engage me in the service, not a particular service.
作为我们来说，我们要做的事情只是向 Krishna 不断的祈祷我们能够做更多的服务，而并不是说是去做哪一个服务。
Okay, so we don't know, you know, what's going on. Like I said in the beginning about this virus. You know,
所以说呢，
so many people die every January from the flu anyway.
You mean all kinds of other flu?
Yeah.
那就像刚才，那就像是在最开始的时候，在讲课的时候，我就讲到了，我们现在其实并不知道这个情况到底是怎么样，我们也不知道现在这个病毒它接下来的发展是什么。但是无论如何， 其实有各种各样的这个原因使得人们都去世了。
What they're afraid of is it spreads much more easily, and so, you know, they have to be careful.
那因为就是其实就是其他的感冒的这种传播也会使人导致死亡，但是呢，由于这回的这个感冒呢，它的这个传播的这个方法可能不太一样，所以呢，使得大家必须要非常的小心，要照顾好自己。
So hopefully they'll realize at some point that all these horrible viruses come from animals, from people eating animals and keeping big animal markets.
所以呢，我们就非常的希望总有一天人们能够真正的意识到这样的病毒的传播是由于人们去吃动物而导致的。
And they'll burn down all the animal markets and just have bigger vegetable markets.
然后希望呢，把这个最终能够意识到把这个卖肉的这个市场给关闭掉，然后呢，开设更多的菜市场。
Okay.
Yes. Perhaps you have more time because I see more questions come in. There are at least five questions I have. Okay. Okay. 下一个问题哈，是来自于 Radha Ananda Mataji 的 Hare Krishna， 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问读过《奉爱的甘露》前景的人都知道，疾病是业报的结果，当下中国的疫情也是业报吗？它也是虚幻的能量吗？我们应该用什么态度来对待呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. My question is that for whoever read the Nectar of Devotion, the first few chapters, we know that the disease is from the karmic reaction. So for the current virus spreading in China, is that also because of the karma? Or is this also a kind of illusory energy? What will be the right attitude from us to treat the whole situation?
Yeah, well, everything is karma.
所以一切都是 karma, 都是业报。
You know, there's group karma, individual karma.
比如说我们有集体业报，有个人的业报。
So it's illusory energy, but it's real also.
虽然说这是虚幻能量，但它也是一种真正的能量。
The body is temporary, but it's real. For the moment, it's real.
因为我们的这个身体虽然是短暂不恒，但是在当下这个时刻，这个躯体它就是一个真实的存在。
But like I said, it should bring about an awareness that, you know, death is coming very close, you know, at any moment.
但是就像我所讲的那样，我们大家呢都应该意识到这个死亡其实离我们是非常的近的，而且呢死亡可以在任何一个时刻都会到来。
So, but it's not only that we should wear a mask or we should stay home, but that we should, you know, really surrender to Krishna, finally understand the spiritual life.
但是并不意味着我们解决的方法就是待在家里面或者戴着口罩，而是最终我们都应该意识到我们要具有 Krishna 知觉，然后呢要向 Krishna 臣服。
You know, they're telling people don't go out and, you know, wear a mask and this and that, but that's good in the, for the material sense, but, you know, also we should understand this material world is a dangerous place and we have to, you know, take shelter spiritual life. There's no ultimate protection.The body's going to die no matter what.
那么大家给我们说的这解决方法呢，就是要待在家里面，要戴着口罩，不要出去。那么这个从物质的角度来讲呢，是非常好的解决方法。但是终极来说呢，我们要知道，其实，在物质的这个状态下是没有终极的解决办法的。我们是就是让自己变得灵性化。让自己有这种灵性的这种意识，那么它才是最终的解决方法。
Just off that exact subject, but in Japan, there's some group against nuclear weapons.
比如说在日本就一些团体他们在反对核武器。
And their proposal is if there's no nuclear weapons, there'll be peace.
There'll be what?
Peace.
Peace. Oh, okay. Okay. 他们说呢，如果是没有核武器的话呢，就会有和平。
But anyone who studied history of any part of the world, it's just the history of war. It's just so many wars.
但是如果我们要是去学习世界各地的任何一个地方的历史的话，我们都会发现其实是有很多很多的战争的。
Japan had so many different things and groups fighting with each other, and China also. Then there's been world wars, and there's every country in Europe, there's so many wars.
在日本
They don't need atomic weapons to make war. Some people have war just with sticks and stones. You know, they make war.
那么在日本呢，就有很多的团体之间相互在争斗，在中国也是如此，在世界各地都是这样，各个国家都有各种各样的战争。我们有世界的战争，有国家的战争，地方的战争。那么不需要用这个核武器就可以发起一场战争。有的人可能拿起棍儿，拿起石头就可以打一仗。
So there's always disease.Always dangerous diseases everywhere. That's why there's so many hospitals, so many medicine shops.
对，所以说呢，在这个任何一个地方，其实都是有各种各样的疾病的。我们总是需要很多的医院，很多的这个医疗的设备。
So we have to, you know, take the precautions and try to live a healthy life and.
那所以呢，我们要非常的小心，让自己过上非常健康的生活。但是，即便是这么做的话呢，疾病依然还是在的。
It's karma.
所以业报。
In the material world, even though, you know, by surrendering to Krishna, we're free from karma, producing karma for the next life. But we're still living in this body, which is produced of our karma from the previous life.
那么我们是有业报的，我们即便是臣服了 Krishna， 那然后呢，我们可能会减轻在下一世的这个业报，但是呢，我们现在因为有了现在这个躯体，这个躯体它就是由于上一世的这个业报而产生的结果。
And reactions are coming.
所以呢，会有反应，业报的反应。
The Prabhupada gives an example. It's like if you have a big fan, you know, electric fan.
所以说，爸爸他给了我们这个例子，就是电风扇的例子。
So it's moving very, very fast and making a big wind.
这个电风扇呢，它转得很快，所以呢，就会有产生风。
So if you turn off the power, it doesn't stop instantly. It slowly stops.
但如果咱要把电扇的这个电给拔了的话呢，这个电风扇它不可能立刻就停下来。
I don't know if you were old enough, but sometimes we ride in airplanes, they had propellers. You know, not a jet airplane, but blades going around.
You mean like the helicopters or?
The helicopters one, but otherwise regular airplanes also, small airplanes still like that. They have a big propeller in the front.
Okay. 就是我们就是在之前早期的这个飞机，它是前面有这个螺旋桨的。
So when they turn off the engine, it keeps going for a long time.
所以说呢，而且当这个就是这个发动机被停下来之后呢，前面这个螺旋桨它的转动还会持续很长一段时间。
But then gradually you can see that it's slowing down, slowing down.
但是慢慢的你会看到这个螺旋桨它就这个转的这个速度就降下来了。
So when we connect with Krishna and we unplug ourselves from material sinful activities.We're not putting in any more power to get more and more sinful reactions, but still, you know, in a reduced way, we're getting, you know, we're still getting reactions from our previous.
所以呢，当我们成熟， 所以呢，当我们臣服了主 Krishna 之后呢，也就意味着我们把我们的这个罪恶活动的这个电源给掐掉了。那也就意味着我们在今后的这个生世之初呢，就不会再注入更多的业报的反应。但是由于我们之前在好几百万个生世中都已经积攒了很多的这个罪恶的这种活动，所以使得之前的这些业报的这些反应呢，还会再慢慢的释放出来。
But devotees are thankful. We know it's reduced Krishna's lifetime.
但是呢，奉献者是存着感激之心的，因为我们知道 Krishna 是非常的仁慈的，他会把我们的这些业报的反应呢，已经给减少了。
Well, sometimes devotees get this misunderstanding of, now I'm a devotee, so there's no more karma, and I'll never get sick, and I won't die, and you know. No, that's not.
但有的时候呢，
someone becomes a devotee.
有的时候呢，这个奉献者就会对这件事情呢，有了误解，他就会觉得，那我已经是奉献者了，那我现在已经就是百毒不侵了，我肯定我也不会生病了，我甚至于不会死了。但其实并不是这么回事儿。有的时候，奉献者他成为奉献者之后，他可能病得更加严重了。
But Krishna.You know, gives everybody what's best for him to help us to surrender.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他会给每一个人安排最好的一让他能够臣服的状态。
Okay.
Yeah, the next. 好吗 ？So the next question, still from 云云 Mataji.千年前，三个金银铜年代的师徒传系的 Acharya 就是 Krishna, Brahma, Narada, 对吗 ？So her question is that for 5,000 years ago, when we are in the Kalpa, I mean when the is in the Kalpa of the Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Satya, Treta and Dwapara Yuga, for the disciplic succession for those.Yugas. Is that the line also from Sri Krishna, Brahma, and Narada Muni? Is that right? Is also follow that kind of sequence?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, well, basically she's asking that because now we're in the Yuga, in the Kali Yuga, but for the previous Yugas, in the Satya, Treta, and Dwapara Yugas,if the disciplic succession of the parampara are also in the sequence from Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, and Narada Muni.
Yeah, and because Lord Brahma spoke to Narada Muni before there was anything else in the universe.
是的是的，因为主 Brahma 他对 Narada Muni 在进行讲述的时候，那会儿在宇宙中是没有任何其他的展现的，整个宇宙都没有。Yes. So that's it. I mean, Marge, is it your answer for this question? You want to move on for the next one, or you are going to say more about
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no, the succession is the same.Because, you know, Narada Muni was, Brahma was preaching to Narada Muni. I don't know if it was even such a yuga then. There was nothing else. Nothing was created.
对，就是这个使徒传系是一样的，因为在这个其实是在萨提亚年代之前就已经是这个使徒传系了，因为主 Brahma 他在向 Narada Muni 在讲述的时候是什么都还没有呢。
So, yeah, same.
是的，是同一个使徒传系。
And also the other disciples of fashion.
那还有其他的使徒传系。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 感恩顾瑞的讲解。那么是不是可以这样理解？除了伟达知识，主Krishna 亲自讲述的真理之外，其他一切的个体灵魂提出的各种哲学都属于心意思辨的范畴呢？然后萨蒂玛就问了一个问题，就是数论哲学不属于伟达哲学是吗 ？So Sumika Radhamaji asked that, firstly, thank you very much for your explanation. Well, if I can understand in this way, other than the Vedic knowledge, other than the truth spoken by Lord Krishna himself, so for all of the other philosophies mentioned by the individual souls are considered as the speculation area. And then Satyamaji asked that.
No, we can't just label everything like absolutely one way or another. Everything's this way, everything's that way.
Okay.
That doesn't work.
OK, 那首先呢，我们不能给所有的事情都贴一个绝对的标签儿。刚刚说就是这事儿是这样的，然后那事儿就不能是那样，这样是不行的。
Because there are, you know, people who, you know, Krishna's teachings are given at different times to different people according to their capacity. So like with Jesus Christ, he was teaching love of God, but he didn't give all the details like we get from the Bhagavatam.
Yeah. 因为呢 ,Krishna, 他是在不同的时候根据不同的情况根据个人所接受的这种能力以不同的方式来把这个门知识给予大家的。那你比如说这个耶稣他所宣扬的也是神爱但是呢他所给予的这个信息呢就没有像在圣典伯加瓦坛里面所给予的这个信息那么的全面。
And, like Lord Buddha, he's the incarnation of Krishna, but then he didn't teach about Krishna.
那又比如说主佛陀他是 Krishna 的化身但是呢他并没有去宣扬 Krishna。
But he was teaching, you know, to give up attachment to the material world and all those things and all good behavior and all regulated principles.
那么他所教，那他所教导的呢，是要放弃对这个物质世界的依恋之情，以及呢，就是以什么样的这种行为举止去生活。
So, but many people, the name of teaching, you know, what Krishna taught, they teach it all wrong. That's why we have to hear from the proper discussion so we can discriminate, know what's right and what's wrong.
而且有人呢他可能也是在宣扬 Krishna 的教导但是呢他在宣扬这个教导的时候呢是把其意思给曲解了。所以就为什么我们非常重要的是要从这个使徒传系去聆听 Krishna 的教导。Yeah, the next question from Satyamaji, she's asking if the Samkhya philosophy not belongs to the Vedic philosophy.
Everything is Vedic.
所有的一切都是
Vedic. And there's different Samkhya philosophy.
那么一切呢其实都是来源于韦达经的但是呢数论哲学它有分为不同的数论。
Like Kapila Muni is an incarnation of Krishna, and he also taught Sankhya, but his Sankhya is different than the later Sankhya that was taught that came to history.
那比如说 Kapila Muni 他是主 Krishna 的一位化身那他所教授的呢是 Sankhya 哲学但是他所教授的这个 Sankhya 的数论哲学和后来的这个 Kapila Muni 再讲述的就另外一个 Kapila Muni 他所讲述的这个数论哲学是不一样的。
Okay, so that's a huge subject, but you have to.
那这个是一个非常大的一个话题。
You want to know what is really Sankhya philosophy, you read the Kapila Muni's teachings.
但是呢，如果我们要是阅读圣典伯加瓦坛。但是如果我们要是能够去阅读圣典
You know, in the name of Sankhya, in the name of Bhakti, in the name of everything, so many different things are being taught by different rational people. So we need to hear, you know, from Prabhupada so we can discriminate.
Maharaj, the voice is broken. I cannot hear the whole thing. What do you say?
So many rascals in the name of bhakti, the name of Jesus, the name of Buddha, name of Krishna, they teach their own thing. So one has to hear from the disciplic succession very thoroughly so we know what's right and what's wrong. We can't just say everything is right and everything is wrong. Because we don't, I can't say that when I don't
yeah.
know what you're
saying. Yeah, 那所以如果我们 那所以呢，我们呢是要真要想了解这个数论哲学的话呢，我们就应该去阅读圣典波迦瓦坦第三篇由卡皮勒穆尼他所讲述的数论哲学。那么有很多人呢，他们都积着这个耶稣之名，或者是积着奎什那之名，或者是积着某位这个化身的名，然后呢在讲述着关于主的信息。但实际上他们在讲述的这个过程中呢，是有很多的这个心智推销的。所以如果我们要是真的要想要了解 真正的这个哲学到底是什么的话，我们就应该从这个使徒传系去聆听原汁原味的哲学。Okay,
I hope that helps.
我希望这个能够帮到您。 Amarj, there are two more questions.
We can't just take a huge subject matter like the Vedas or the Sankhya philosophy or the Bhagavatam and then just put it into black and white, like this is this and that and that. No.
Okay. Okay. 但是呢，我们一定要注意，就是我们
unlimited personality.
Okay, 我们要记得 Krishna 他是一位非常无限的人物，所以说呢，当我们在讨论圣典波迦瓦坛或者是这个伟大经典或者是数论哲学的时候，我们不能够把它这个一刀切的非黑即白的这样去理解，这样是不对的。
Okay. Any other questions?
Yes, there are two more, both of them from Yun Yun Mataji. 有个矛盾，当我们向别人讲述 Krishna 或说神是一个人的时候，肯定对方不容易理解。所以，当我们的朋友向我们询问 Krishna 是谁的时候，我们应该怎么恰当的解释呢？ So our question is that when we talk about Krishna to the others, and also when we say to the others that Lord is a person, then it will be very hard for the counterpart to understand what we're talking. So when we try to explain the Lord to our friends and to whoever with us, what will be the right way to explain who is Lord Krishna?
Well, sometimes we don't, you know, try to teach that right away. Depends on the people.
有的时候呢，我们要看人，因为我们可能就不会，有的人我们就不能够直接去把这个教导讲给他听。So
with many people, it's better just to talk about the, you know, the mode of nature and karma and all kinds of things like that.
那么对于大部分的人来说呢？那么对于大部分人来说呢，我们只要跟他们讲一讲物质自然的属性以及业报的活动就好了，因为他也就只能够理解到这一点。You
know, if we read Bhagavad Gita carefully, Krishna gives guidance how to preach to all different kinds of people.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What you say? Krishna gave all the what?
To all different kinds of people.
Okay, okay. 那么如果我们要是仔细去阅读圣典波迦梵歌的话呢，我们就可以看到 Krishna 他其实指导了我们应该如何去向各种各样不同的人去讲述。
Just like in mathematics, you know, you have beginning mathematics and, you know, gradually, you learn more and more, but you don't teach quantum physics and, you know, those kind of things right away. You have to learn the beginning first.
那就比如说我们在学数学的时候呢，也是这样，是一个逐一渐进的过程。首先呢是学的基础，然后呢才会慢慢的 学到高等数学，比如说像这个量子物理，肯定不是一开始就教给别人的，肯定是在最开始的时候有很多的铺垫才能学到这一点。
All right, so we have to learn how to somehow judge people a little bit so we know how much to give them, just like a doctor has to know different people, you need different medicine.
所以呢，我们要学着要审视一下我们所面对的这个人，然后呢才能够按照这个人的特点去向他讲述，就好像一个大夫，他首先他得先知道怎么给这个病人判病，然后呢才会给他开适合他的药。
All right. Yes. Yeah.
So the last, the last question?
Yeah.
总结要指出。Sorry?
I'm waiting.
Okay. Sorry, there was a little bit delay. 云云 Malaji's last question is that 总结要指只有仿效 Arjuna 接受 Krishna 所说的一切才能够明白 Krishna。主的仁慈怎么才能够有效的作用于没有信心和品质邪恶的人呢？So the conclusion from the purport is that as long as we are following Arjuna and accept all the words from Lord Krishna, then we will understand who is the Lord Krishna. However, how the mercy of the Lord can place upon the people who don't have faith and also who are in the evil quality or the wicked quality. Basically, she's asking that how to have the people who doesn't have faith or who doesn't have very good quality can get the mercy from the Lord.
By the mercy of devotees.
Devotees
see the good qualities in everyone. They see Krishna in everyone's heart.
奉献者呢，他其实是能够看到所有人的身上所带的好的品质的。那么奉献者他能够看到 Krishna 是在每一个人的内心之中的。
Okay.
Yes.
So you can see that, I'm seeing everyday pictures of these devotees distributing so many books in New York and the subway station, and all kinds of different people, you just think, well, how could this person be interested in buying so many Prabhupada books, but they just see Krishna in everyone's heart, and everybody is really looking for Krishna. And they're just covered over, but we get too caught up in the covering and forget about the soul that's inside crying for Krishna.
那因为我每天呢都在看从纽约传来的奉献者拍书的照片，那么他们在车站呢这些地方拍出了很多很多的书，那么奉献者呢他就能够看到在所有的这些人内心中都是有 Krishna 的，他们其实都是爱 Krishna 的。然后呢他们就在拍摄的这个过程中呢是忘记了覆盖在这个灵魂上的这个躯体，然后呢把这个书拍给他们。
OK, so Shay, thank you.
I have one more question here.
OK.
Sorry. So this question is from Lakshmi Madaji. 请问 Krishna 无处不在，而 Yoga Maya 也无处不在吗？我们怎么能够分清什么时候 Krishna 知觉，什么时候是 Yoga Maya 呢？ My question is that since the Lord Krishna is everywhere, and if Yoga Maya is also everywhere, so in that case, how can we tell the differences between the Krishna consciousness and Yoga Maya's covering?
Yoga Maya is yes. Like, that's why we read Bhagavad Gita, so we know.
Yeah, I think what she's mentioning about here is Mahamaya.
Yoga Mahamaya subordinate to Yoga Maya, but Yoga Maya would be very good if we're in Yoga Maya, but we're not so advanced.
Yeah, 那首先这个啊，就这个马吉您这儿问的可能是 Mahamaya 还是因为这个 Yoga Maya 和 Mahamaya 是不一样的。Yoga Maya 呢是好的，但是我们其实是不太可能在 Yoga Maya 的覆盖之下的，因为我们还不够那么的进步。
All right. So we can know by reading Bhagavad Gita. That's the basic.
Otherwise,
how can we know what Krishna says unless we read what Krishna says?
对，所以呢，我们就是回答您这个问题，我们怎么能够分清什么是 Krishna， 什么是 Maya 呢？那也就是说，我们要去阅读《薄伽梵歌》，然后通过《薄伽梵歌》呢了解 Krishna 所说的话。因为如果我们要是不了解Krishna 所说的话的话，我们又怎么能够知道 Krishna 到底是怎么回事呢
？OK， 谢谢。
Yes. 谢谢。
So you round yao gui you ju gui de Hong Kong jian.
Super good, so nice.
About half speed. So you round yao gui ya ju gui de Hong Kong jian.
Yes.
Okay.
So the royal grand chief 的贡献者。
Thank you all very much.
非常非常感谢大家。
How can we?Krishna says, Tesham Satchati Yuktanam Bhajatam Pri. If you continue, try to serve Krishna, and that includes hearing and chanting about Krishna especially, then Krishna gives knowledge. That's how we can get to knowledge.
那我们得到知识的方法，也就是我们要不断的去对 Krishna 做服务。那么这个服务呢，也包括不断的聆听和唱诵。那么在这么做的时候呢， Krishna 就会把知识赐给我们。
Okay, thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare
Haribo. Hare Haribo. Thank you so much. 外昆特之音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的这些问题的耐心解答。也非常非常感恩 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台。谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙的今天，大年初六，然后也祈祷大家能够好好的保护自己，让我们在这样的一种状况下更好的培养我们的 Krishna 知觉，让我们能够更好的培养出我们的在爱中的思念之情。 Hare Krishna。